I'm here with Michelle Biggs, and we're talking about the Soul Sanctuary Retreat. And I just wanted to ask you, Michelle, what was your very first instinct that made you decide to jump in and come along on this journey?
I was at a very odd place in my life where I didn't really know what my next steps were. I was very alone, or felt alone, and Deborah's newsletter just popped in my inbox, and it was just almost like I had a drive that I needed to be here. I needed to come and help myself clear my mind and get around people like-minded or that were going through struggles. And so I just, it called to me, I guess, for lack of a better word. It just called to me that I needed to be here.
I'm glad to hear that. Deborah Lynn Dean is an art therapist from Houston, Texas, and she presented a very diverse and wonderful curriculum this week. Out of all the things that we did, what stands out to you as being the most transformational and the most important to you personally?
Out of everything, all the activities were phenomenal and wonderful, but really it was just sitting with women and talking through just life. Nothing good, bad, indifferent, it just didn't matter, but being able to be open and free. And you don't get that very much when you're back in real life. But here it was just everybody just took off the mask and were just very real. And that was the most impactful to me.
What we were looking to achieve with this retreat was to call out to a group of women who that was important, women who were going through a transition and wanted to be able to talk about it with a level of with trust. And one of the things you said right away is that you felt acceptance and a comfort zone right away. Is that something that's difficult for you?
That's very difficult for me. In fact, it's very polar opposite of what I feel just on a daily basis with my career, my family. I always go in very guarded and don't really have a reason why I do that. That's just my personality and I guess what I've trained myself to do. And I did not do that this time. I didn't feel like I had to.
Actually, through spending the last 5 or 6 days with you, I wouldn't see you any other way. But it makes me feel good to hear that about the retreats, because it's really important to me to create that type of environment and to be part of it. But one of the things that we did that I thought was really special is a little photo shoot where all of the ladies here kind of transformed themselves into an archetype. And the one we did with you was agelessness. How did you feel about that when you saw that picture?
Interesting, when I saw the picture, I didn't have it formed in my mind, but when I saw that, I realized that that's kind of what I'm striving for. And I don't mean agelessness in a way that I don't ever want to get old. I mean it in a way that I want my mind to stay young. I want my body to stay young. I want to be in touch with myself in a way that I can utilize my talents and my inner self to help other people. So it's the I don't know the right word to transcend time. I don't know the right word to put to it, but just to always feel cognizant, aware, and able through no matter what. And so it's the agelessness of that in my life, not just your physical being, but your mental being.
I think that was really well put. So with the experience fresh in your mind, and we're coming to the close of our retreat, would you recommend a Joyful Journeys retreat?
Oh my gosh, I would not only recommend, I would say it's required. I would say it's required for women who really want to just learn and understand that they're not alone. And no matter how hard you think life is, if you just take some time for yourself and you recharge and you learn new things, the things I learned this week about energy and spirituality and the art and just everything and for myself and other women, I truly believe it's required. I think we owe it to ourselves. And so I would highly recommend, say it's required, and just it's a not miss.
Thank you so much. It's been such an honor to share a week with you.